This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Is NPR. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Tony Earls has just been sentenced to 20 years in prison for the accidental killing of a 9-year-old girl. Earls, who was convicted of manslaughter earlier this week, was given the maximum sentence by a Harris County jury this afternoon. In 2022, Earls was robbed at gunpoint and began firing back at the robber, shooting at a car passing by and killing 9-year-old Arlene Alvarez. With the final approval of the county's $2.8 billion budget, Harris County Commissioners Court has finalized a major pay boost for the county's 8 elected constables. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno has more.
The increases, which came at a cost of about $100 million to Harris County, bring salaries for constables from about $179,000 a year to $260,000. Commissioners who approved the boosted wages for constables and deputies, including Leslie Briones, said they were necessary to meet parity with local law enforcement agencies, including the Houston Police Department.
So we had to take the only responsible decision, a decisive action, because we did not want to risk losing more officers to HPD or any surrounding jurisdiction, because we have more people in the unincorporated part of Harris County than in the city of Houston.
The elected constables said that a boost to their own wages were necessary because an increased salary scale for deputies earlier this year could have meant that some deputies were paid more than constables. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Mourners gathered at a church in Hockley to pay their respects to Houston police officer Alex Roberts. He was killed last week in a traffic accident in East Texas while providing a motorcycle escort. His wife Angela spoke about his call to serve.
If you knew him, you knew he was upbeat, he was positive, he loved hard. And because of that, I'm not going to let this day go by without celebrating the man that he was. Because he lived his life. He lived his life with purpose. He lived his life and he fulfilled what was required of him.
Roberts had been with HPD since 2010.